Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and today Mishneh Yomi begins Seder Nezikin with Masechet Bava Kama. Now it's a big change of pace from Nashim. We're going to be talking about damages and payments, and let's get right into Mishneh Aleph. Arba Avot Nezikin. There are four fathers, not those four fathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. There are four Avot here, means categories, general categories of damagers. Hashor, the ox, and the Gemara discusses which action of the ox we're talking about. Habor, a pit, things can fall in the pit and get broken. Hamave, Shmuel explains in the Gemara, this means an animal, your animal, eating something that belongs to someone else. The Hahever, and fire. Lo hare Hashor kahare Hamave, the ox is not like the Mave. Now, Mave, Shmuel explains to mean shen, means it eats something. So the shor we're talking about, the Gemara explains according to Shmuel, means an ox stepping on something or bumping into something with its body. And that's just sort of something that happens by itself versus eating, which is an act that the animal benefits from and does on purpose. So those aren't really the same. Vlohare Mave, Kahare Hashor, and vice versa. Vlo ze vze. And both of these, sheyesh ben ruach chayim, that there's a living being involved. There's an ox, etc. It's not just an ox. It's any animal could do it, some sort of damage. Kariya eish, these are unlike eish, unlike fire. She'ein bo ruach chayim, fire may move and spread, but it's not alive. V'lo zeh v'zeh, and these items, meaning the animals, the types of damage animals can do, and the fire, shadarkan leilich lohozik, these can go somewhere else. They could start off in your property. But if you leave the fence open, for example, they could go and eat someone else's field, or the fire could spread to somebody else's field. They go somewhere else, lahazik, to cause damage. Karya boar. These are unlike the boar, the pit, and it's not just a pit. We'll see if somebody leaves an oil slick in the highway. It could count, leaves broken glass in the shuk. She'ain dark and lahazik, but it doesn't move. If somebody leaves a hazard like a boar, like a pit, it doesn't move. Hatzara Shavah Shebehen, the common denominator among all four of these big categories, Shadarkan Lahazik, they are things that can certainly cause damage, they're ready to damage, Shmratan Alecha, and the owner is responsible for guarding it, and we'll see the one who digs the pit or leaves the obstacle is considered the owner of that obstacle, and obviously the owner of the animal, we'll see in great detail in this Masechta, has to compensate for the damage done by his animal. Kishahizik, and when it causes damage, hav hamazik, the mazik, the damager, the owner really, is required lesholim, to pay tashlume nezik, payment for the damage done, b'meitav haaretz, from the best of the land. It goes back to Gittin. We talked about people can have land of different qualities, and they might have three fields, and each field is worth $10,000, but one of them, you know, has a better yield, or it's in a better location, it's easier to use. That's the Meitav. That's the best. It was called Idis back in Masechet Gittin. Wonderful. Let's go on to Mishneh Bet. Kol shehavti b'shmirato, any time that I am required, am hayav, to do shmirah, to guard this item, like this pit or this animal, hichsharti et nisko. By failing to do so, you are making kosher, making available the damage. So that causes the responsibility for the damage caused. Hichsharti b'miktzat nisko, if somebody is responsible for part of the damage, chavti b'toshlumin b'hechsher kol nisko. He has to make the entire payment as if he caused the entire damage. And the Rav Bartnura cites from the Gemara, if somebody dug a pit 9 tefachim deep, now you don't want to fall into a pit 9 tefachim deep, but our sages figured out that a pit that deep can't cause death to normal animals that are walking in the street. However, if another person, a second person, comes along and digs that pit deeper, now to 10 tefachim deep, and an animal falls into this 10 tefachim pit, and then dies, then the second guy who finished digging the pit way down to 10 tefachim, he is completely liable for all of the damages. He enabled the death of that animal to occur. The Mishnah goes on, Nechosim she'ein behen me'ila, and this applies to property that doesn't have me'ila. Now, me'ila is the prohibition of making use of sacred property. If somebody uses something that belongs to the temple, they've done the Avera, the transgression of Me'ilah, and they have to make restitution for this. So we're talking about property that's not consecrated, that's not owned by the temple, non-sacred properties. So when somebody causes damage to those properties that are privately held, then he has to pay. Nechasim shel b'nei brit, and we're talking about nechasim that belong to b'nei brit, to a Jewish person. Nechasim ha'miyuchadim, and properties that have private ownership. So the Gemara explains this includes if somebody had an ox that was damaged or did damage, but then decided to donate that ox to the temple or make it hefker, make it ownerless, then the penalty payment would not apply. Bekomakom, and he pays for damage that happens in any location, chutz, except mershutum yuchedet lamazik, private property of the damager. So for example, if somebody has a fenced off area with his ox there, and the ox is not very tame, and someone trespasses in the fenced off area, then the owner of the ox is not liable for damage that ox did within his fenced off area, because the damagee, the victim, had no right to be there. It was his own private property. A reshuta nizak b'mazik, and also a place that belongs to both. So if partners own a barn together, then they both have the right to be there, certainly. Kishechizik, the Mishnah repeats, and the Taisos Yantiv and the Gati explain why it repeats something we saw in the first Mishnah. Chavam mazik l'shalom tishlumi nezik b'meitav ha'aretz. The one who causes damage or enables damage or through negligence allows a fire or an animal to get out and do damage, they are required to pay from the best, you know, the most fruitful of their properties. Yishar kochachem, mazel tov on beginning Bava Kama and Seder Nezikin.